From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It's Monday, January 6th, and here are today's headlines. Franklin County Senator Randy Brock will challenge Phil Baruth for the top leadership post in the Vermont Senate. Brock, a Republican, says Senate President Pro Tem Phil Baruth has a history of giving out the choicest committee assignments to his fellow Democrats.
I think that we would have a better result if we had a more inclusive approach.
Republicans picked up 6 seats in the Senate on Election Day and now have 13 seats in the chamber. That means Brock would need at least 3 votes from Democrats to unseat Baruth. Baruth tells Vermont Public if he's reelected as pro tem this week, this year's committee assignments will reflect Republicans' increased numbers. The 119th United States Congress started Friday with Vermont's junior senator joining a powerful congressional committee. Senator Peter Welch now sits on the Senate Committee on Finance, which oversees funding for Medicare, Social Security, and the Affordable Care Act. In a statement, Welch expressed his intention to, quote, stand up against President-elect Trump's proposed tariffs, unquote, which the senator sees as a direct tax on Vermonters. Welch will continue to serve on the Senate Committees on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry, and Rules and Administration. 2 toxic cancer-causing chemicals, PCE and TCE, will be largely banned under a new federal rule. That's because of new federal regulations from the Biden administration to prevent cancer deaths. In Vermont, the chemicals, known as chlorinated solvents, have been found at dozens of sites all over the state, old dry cleaning facilities, auto body shops, and manufacturers, where they were used as degreasers. The chemicals made their way into groundwater, soil, and indoor air where they can persist for over a century. That's according to Patricia Cuplino with the Department of Environmental Conservation. Cleaning up these chemicals is a big part of her job.
They are in the top list. I think chlorinated solvents, PCBs in schools, and PFAS. It's the majority of the work that I am overseeing right now.
Her team has multiple cleanup projects going on right now with chlorinated solvents. The Vermont State Colleges system has ratified a 4-year contract with its staff union. The contract includes a 5% raise in the first year, a 4% raise in the next, and 3% raises in the final 2 years. The bargaining unit represents the largest group of full-time staff in the system and includes professional, administrative, technical, IT, and supervisory employees. The new contract goes into effect retroactively to July 1st of 2024 and extends into 2028. Coming up, the Congresswoman elected to Peter Welch's old job as Vermont's lone U.S. House representative is entering her second term. Vermont Public's senior political correspondent Bob Kinzel spoke with Becca Ballant about how she plans to approach the next 2 years and the challenges she will face as a Democrat in a Republican-controlled chamber. That's after this. Vermont Representative Becca Ballant was sworn into office on Friday for a second term in the U.S. House. Vermont Public's Bob Kinzel recently had a chance to speak with Vermont's lone congresswoman about her first 2 years in the House and her approach going into her next 2.
What's an issue that you've devoted a fair amount of time to, something that's been a priority during your first term?
I was really proud of the Community Housing Act that I introduced that invests $500 billion to increase housing in Vermont across the country. And although we were not able to, you know, pass that large investment, I have been using that bill to make connections with people in other districts across the nation, both in urban and rural areas, that are also experiencing the same kind of crisis. And so that's the real puzzle that is Congress right now, is you get a new Congress reconstituted every 2 years. In this case, we also have a new administration coming in. You have to figure out how, with the players, you know, that we now have coming in, how can we make progress on these issues? Because the issue isn't going away for Vermonters. It is their most important issue. So I'm going to try to figure out how I can get something through, even in a divided Congress.
You certainly have expressed some very strong concerns about some of the priorities of President-elect Trump on immigration, tax policies, tariffs, law enforcement issues, healthcare reform, among others. Are there some issues where you hope to work with the administration on next year?
Well, the one that I was just talking about, housing, is a place where we might be able to get some collective work across the aisle.
How hard is it to do that?
It's really hard, Bob. I won't I won't sugarcoat it. It's really hard. And it is by having those, you know, one-on-one conversations, not in front of the cameras, trying to make a spectacle of things, but inviting someone out for coffee and really talking about what do we have in common? Because you care about your constituents and I care about mine. And ultimately, we're Americans. And that's what should be guiding us.
The Republicans have a very small majority in the new Congress in the U.S. House in January. It could grow even smaller in the short term as some members get confirmed for posts in the administration of President-elect Trump. It seems like the Republican caucus also includes a number of moderate members from several states. Will this narrow margin and this group of GOP moderates act as a buffer against some of the proposals that will likely emerge from the new Trump administration?
I think there's going to be a lot of really close votes. I think they're going to have to partner with us to get some of their priorities over the finish line. I think there is a real opportunity here. My concern is always that those voices within the Republican conference that are calling for more moderate movement often just get shouted down and marginalized. And that is not good for the nation. So I do think that we're in a different situation than we were in 2016, we being the Democrats, because in 2016, the Republicans had a bigger majority in the House. And we're even in a different situation than we were last Congress, because their majority has shrunk. And they're going to have to work with us in order to get bills like funding bills over the finish line. They just don't have the votes on their own.
I'm wondering, how do you see your role over the next 2 years? Given your experience, will you approach the next 2 years any differently than this first term?
Oh, I love that question, Bob. I actually been thinking about that a whole lot. Now that I've got 2 years under my belt, I kind of understand how this ant farm works here in D.C. I always call it an ant farm because everyone's crawling underground and popping back up. I have made a realization for myself that 2 years in, I feel a whole lot more fearless because of my sense of competency. I have an idea about how I can be most effective within the caucus. I think people see me as both a serious legislator and also someone that's always looking to build coalition. I love people, Bob. It's always driven me in my life.
So if you're going to be more fearless in your second term, how will that show itself?
Now that I understand sort of how this organism works and operates, that I am someone who is speaking up more in ways that are demonstrating my leadership. And that matters to me, that people will often come a couple days later to me and say, I'm so glad that you said that in caucus. Somebody needed to say it. Those kinds of moments are really important to me. And I can usually tell that I have something to say because I feel it in my stomach first, this sort of, you know, this energy that I feel that leads me to take the next brave step forward. And my mantra for this year is I'm going to be choosing courage over comfort every single day.
That was Vermont Public's Bob Kinzel speaking recently with Representative Becca Ballant about her priorities for her second term in the U.S. House. Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Peter Hirschfeld, Jen Jarecki, Lexi Krupp, and Lola Dufour. Our executive producer is Kevin Trevelyan, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Mitch Rootlieb. I'll be taking some time off the rest of this week, but The Frequency will still be coming your way in the meantime, and I'll talk to you again soon.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.